Good morning from Cork, in particular, good morning from Glenmire, as I leave Glenmire and head in the direction of the Kinsale roundabout. This means I have to go underneath the River Lee, and today there'll be very little traffic because we're still in the summer holiday period. I'm driving the car along the side of the river, the tributary that runs into the Lee, whose name I can't remember. But just to give you an idea, I'm driving between ranks of wonderful deciduous trees. And beside me on the front seat of the car is a small dog. The small dog is a Cotton Tulier, a tiny little thing because it's a puppy, only 10 weeks old. And I had to pause the recording for a few minutes while I negotiated the complexities of the Dunkettle roundabout, and I'm now talking to you from underneath the River Lee. But to go back to the point in the car, I have beside me a tiny little puppy who I'm calling Omani Pup. It's a dog that was found in Madagascar, and I'm really trying to get used to the notion of going to work with a dog. It's particularly important that I take the dog with me now because the dog is so young, and I don't really want to leave the dog alone in the house for a protected period during the day. I'm actually on my way to meet a lady from Florida who's coming over to Ireland, thinking very seriously about settling in the country, who's going to have her first long experience of what it's like to live in Ireland. Coming from the United States, this is going to be a massive culture shock. The thinking about Ireland when you're in the United States is a very different experience from actually being in Ireland. And the charming, lovable features of Ireland may indeed turn out to be madly infuriating. Who knows? For her, it's a great adventure, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it. After breakfast with her, my plan is to go to meet with a client who's developing a product, and my role in the development of the company is to help build its reputation. It's a product which is already out there in the marketplace. If you travel on the London Eye, you'll be offered one of this company's products. If you travel on a bus in New York, or one of the bus systems in New York, you'll be offered its product. And if you go in Trinity College in Dublin to view the Book of Kells, you'll be offered one of its products. It's a company called In Hand Guides, and I'm going to be meeting them to talk with them about their media campaign, really, or my role in their company development. I've previously written a document to China for the company, and I've even forgotten the name of the kind of document that it is, but it's one of those documents you have to write if you want to get protection for your invention. And it was a very interesting, funny experience, to write one for China, because nobody thinks that in China they respect such concepts as protecting the right of the inventor to protection from other people using their product or copying it. So that's the planned part of my day. I have a number of clients I need to work for later on in the day, quite a few phone calls I need to make, and I have a major blog post for my own business which I imagined yesterday and want to get written up today, because while I was away recently on holiday, I had time to think very clearly about the future of my business, and I have reimagined it, having a new focus and being much clearer about what it does for clients. So I'm keen to put that into the blog post, because the very act of writing the blog post will help me to clarify my own ideas, and it'll also put something in the public domain that has value, will give other people something to read, and if they stumble across it or are attracted to it by some means or other, they'll know a bit more about whether they want to have anything to do with me or not. I'm a great believer that the key activity you have to do in this modern world is make yourself knowable. You have to make yourself transparent, make yourself open to other people so that they can decide that you don't suit them. It's ideal for me if people don't come to a decision that I'm not right for them, because it's actually practically impossible for me to supply services to more than a small number of people and organizations. So beside me on the seat in the car is a tiny dog who is lying peacefully on the chair. He's a major concern, and it's going to be another interesting day of experimenting with trying to cope with a domestic responsibility and a commercial responsibility at the same time. So look, I wish you a great day. Thanks very much for listening to me. You could find me on the internet on my business website, which is Marketing Right Now. That's right with a W. MarketingRightNow.com. And you could find me on Twitter as both Omani Blog, OmaniBlog, or else Marketing Right, WRITE. So I wish you a great day from the Kinsale Roundabout. It's Paul Omani saying bye-bye.